The next patient is Lorena Moyer. The last name is M-O-Y-E-R. First name, L-O-R-E-N-A. This is a clinical case of a 65-year-old Hispanic female that is following the practice because she has a solitary kidney. The patient had a left nephrectomy related to carcinoma when she was younger. I don't have the particulars of that nephrectomy or the kind of carcinoma since it was done in South Florida. The kidney function remains adequate as of October 26 of the year 2023. The serum creatinine is 0.5, the BUN is 15, and the estimated GFR is 103 mLs per minute. There is no evidence of proteinuria. Period. The patient has a busy urinalysis because she has neurogenic bladder and she's self-catheterized several times a day. Number two, there is clear evidence of uncontrolled hypertension. It seems to me that the primary care physician and the cardiologist, as well as the pain manager, are taking care of this blood pressure. All the medications that I used to prescribe in the past have been changed, and there is no point for me to adjust the medications since there are very many variables managed by different doctors. My instruction is to speak with the cardiologist, Dr. Parnassa, because the blood pressure that we obtained today of 180 over 98, it has to be corrected, period. Following number, the patient has a history of neurogenic bladder that is treated by Dr. Arciola. She has relapsing urinary tract infections. Following number, the patient has a history of osteosarcoma of the right upper extremity that was excised many years ago. The patient has a pain syndrome, and apparently she's going to have a pain pump. Following number, the patient had a glaucoma surgery bilaterally and bilateral cataract removal, and she has recovered from this. The patient is going to be seen in 6 months with laboratory workup. I invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.